This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Bill Robertson, Beltwide Cotton Conference Coordinator. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
This fall has been a really tough fall for a lot of producers with wet weather and just the challenges we've had this year. Our harvest has been delayed pretty much across the belt. I know that the Mid-South and the Southeast have been particularly hit with delayed harvest. And as a result, we've seen what we feel like a delay in registration and people making travel plans to go to the Beltwide. So in an effort to try to help everybody's travel situation and so forth, we've extended our early registration period for the Beltwide to kind of help people in terms of traveling to the Beltwide and help manage costs that they're going to incur going to the Beltwide.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We've got some grower panels that I think will be very interesting to people. We'll have Roger Leonard and Stanley Culpepper to discuss the insect and the weed issues. And we've got Barry Evans, producer in Crest, Texas, going to discuss how the transgenics has impacted his farming situation and some of the situations that are occurring right now with the transgenics. We've got Randy Taylor with Oklahoma State University, and he's going to really look at the current and future opportunities for producers to benefit from precision ag. Some of our roundtable discussions, one on conservation programs. Bruce Knight, consultant with the council, is going to really give a good update on the conservation program.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We've got experts from all over the country will be giving talks, and the opportunity you have to visit with them in the hall, to catch them outside the meeting, ask questions, you know, those are opportunities you don't have at home. So we encourage people to come to the Beltwide and get to know some of the experts. There's a whole wealth of information that's available for folks that will go in and actively participate.